As we look forward to the 2019-20 theater season, one of the highlights in Cincinnati, of course, has to be the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. And joining me in the studio is producing artistic director Brian Isaac Phillips. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The 2019-20 season is the season of the woman. What's behind the decision to go with this as a thematic season?
Well, we wanted to celebrate the 100th anniversary of suffrage, with women getting the right to vote. And we also wanted to work with our fellow arts organizations as part of the citywide effort celebrating the power of her, looking at just the power of women in the arts over the past several decades and through time in general.
Well, let's look at each of the shows and kind of cover what aspect of women and the power of her we're looking at. The first one is a play that's fairly new. It's Ms. Holmes.
Correct. Christopher Walsh's regional premiere, which is an adventure story where basically we're looking at a Holmes-Watson adventure. However, Holmes and Watson are women, and it's not women playing male roles. The roles are reimagined as if it is a woman. It is Shirley Holmes and Dorothy Watson, and they're living in a time where their brilliance is not being fully utilized because of their sex. And so not only do they have the obstacle of the mystery that they're trying to solve, they also have sort of the society that they're living in stopping them from reaching their full potential. And it's a wonderful story. You know, there's been a lot of Sherlock Holmes play adaptations in the last few years that are more comic in turn. This is not. This is just a good old-fashioned adventure. And it has Kelly Minglecook and Sarah Clark playing those two roles. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that runs in July and August.
Correct.
So it's a good summertime.
Summer adventure.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Then we move into September, August, Osage County.
Yeah, so this is a powerful play. Won the Pulitzer. It's what we consider a new classic, and we are very excited to bring this to our stage and to see what our ensemble does with this piece. I think that one of the centerpieces of the play is the addiction that is sort of running rampant through the family and the secrets that the family keeps. Not just about addiction, but about other things as well, and the way that those secrets can tear a family apart. And I think with what we're dealing with in our city, in our region, in our country right now with the opioid crisis, it's a very important time to sort of have this conversation and see it through the lens of family, especially considering how many families have been destroyed by what's happening.
Now, just in time for Halloween, you're bringing probably one of Shakespeare's bloodiest plays to the stage, and that's Titus Andronicus.
Correct. So Titus Andronicus, Jeremy Dubin is directing a steampunk version of this play with Jim Hopkins in the title role, Miranda McGee, Darnell Benjamin, Maggie Lou Raider, a lot of fantastic actors, and it is without a doubt one of Shakespeare's bloodiest plays, a full-out revenge tragedy, one of the most successful plays for Shakespeare when he was a playwright, and it's a lovely story to revisit at Halloween, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
And it actually looks at the women question from both sides. There's a very powerful woman, and then there's a not-so-powerful woman who's very much advantage of.
Yes, so you have both Tamara, the queen of the Goths, who is the antagonist of the piece, but it's also fascinating to look at it as she is a woman without agency in this world who finds a way to create agency for herself through creating the revenge plot against Titus, but also Titus's daughter Lavinia is a victim of unspeakable crimes, and to sort of see that type of violence that can be visited upon woman, as well as the type of revenge a woman is capable of when you have wronged her, is a fascinating piece to look at through this play.
Now, November, December sees the return of the Merry Wives of Windsor.
Correct.
And you mentioned before that this was in remembrance of the 100th anniversary of suffrage.
So what better way to sit Merry Wives of Windsor than on the eve of suffrage becoming a reality and women getting the right to vote? So it's a fun setting for a play that is basically Shakespeare inventing the sitcom. So we take his famous comic knight Falstaff out of the serious history plays. We put him in the middle of Windsor. We give him as much alcohol as he can handle. And we put him in a situation where he's going to try to take advantage of two women that basically show him who's really in charge. And without saying, it is, of course, them. So it's a lovely play. It's very funny. And I look forward to having it on our stage again, especially in this time setting.
Now, that brings us to the holidays. And of course, the Shakespeare Company is always on hand with the wonderful Christmas gift of Every Christmas Story Ever Told.
It is a wonderful Christmas gift for all of us. It is a delight to bring this play back every year. The playwrights are wonderful in the way that they want you to make sure you're addressing current events through some of the jokes in the show. So every year it's something new. The cast returns. Jeremy Dubin continues to direct, and it has become an annual tradition that is heartwarming and hilarious and always has something new to offer every year.
Now, the new year kicks off with a play that is very timely because it takes us back to where a lot of the civil rights era began.
Correct. So as we're celebrating 100 years since women received the right to vote, we do need to keep in mind that not everybody had the right to vote. And so there was still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of work to be done. And this play, All the Way, revisits that moment where the Civil Rights Act has passed, but trying to sort of get the states to enforce the law of the land is very difficult. So this play begins right in the aftermath of JFK's assassination, when Lyndon Johnson has become president, and it is his struggle in collaboration with Martin Luther King to make sure that the states are following the law of the land.
That brings us to Pride and Prejudice, which is, of course, a very popular romantic comedy.
It is. It's, of course, a wonderful novel. It has received many delightful stage adaptations. What we're very excited about is that this is a brand new adaptation, a regional premiere, an adaptation by Kate Hamill, who is sort of setting the world on fire right now with her adaptations. She was just featured in The New Yorker a couple of weeks ago. And what she does is she's able to pare the play down to 8 actors that are doubling and tripling and quadrupling, and it's gender fluid and it's sassy and it's fun. And so it's a Pride and Prejudice unlike any you've ever seen, where the heart of the story is there, but it also takes a look at it through a bit of a modern lens.
And going from Miss Bennet to Mr. Hamlet.
Which will actually be Ms. Hamlet, which is the spin that we're putting on it. This isn't revolutionary. The company has had a woman play Hamlet in the past. Plenty of companies have done that, but we thought as part of the season of the woman, it was very important for this time around to make sure that we were highlighting one of the most gifted actors in our ensemble in that role. And that actor is Sarah Clark. So we're very excited that Sarah is going to be taking on this role. There's several other roles in the production that are traditionally male that will be played by women. And we have a wonderful director, Melinda Funstein, coming to join us from Utah Shakespeare Festival to stage it, who just did a very fantastic sort of gender-flipped Merchant of Venice for Utah last year. So this is not new territory for her. And we're excited to see how that is realized on our stage.
Closing the season is a play about a little less known history of Shakespeare and his writing, and that's The Book of Will.
Correct. So I love the work of Lauren Gunderson. I think there's a reason she's one of the most produced playwrights in America right now, and the fact that she was able to do a play about our house playwright, William Shakespeare, was a dream come true. So this is the story about how Shakespeare's company of actors, after his death, sort of have a race against time to find all of the plays to put together the folio to make sure that we have them and we're able to produce them in 2019-2020. So it's a wonderful play. It's heartwarming. It's funny as can be. Her voice is one of the greatest voices in the American theater right now, if not the world theater. Actually, we're so excited about getting to work with her that not only are we producing Book of Will to end the season, but we are also commissioning Lauren to write a brand new play, which will be workshopped at some point next year for potential later production, which is sort of a offshoot of Hamlet about Ophelia. We're really excited to hopefully have a workshop in conjunction with our production of Hamlet. But Lauren Gunderson on our stage and Lauren Gunderson being commissioned for a brand new play, we're very excited that those are both pieces of the season of the woman at CSC.
You've mentioned several guest artists coming in this season. Are there any more of note that we should know about?
So we're very excited to have Samantha White, Sam White, joining us from Shakespeare in Detroit. She's going to be directing Book of Will. Gemma Levy, who used to run Muse of Fire in Chicago and now works a lot with American Shakespeare Center, is coming in from Ms. Holmes. Melinda is joining us for Hamlet. And then, of course, you're going to get stuck with me for a couple of shows, as well as Associate Artistic Director Sarah Clark's going to be staging Pride and Prejudice, and Jeremy Dubin will be staging Titus. And, of course, we have our Shakespeare in the Park program, which will be A Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet, and Macbeth. And those will be staged by Darnell Benjamin, Jeremy Dubin, and Caitlin McQuethy. So it's a slew of great directors, some familiar, some not. And we're excited to have all of them collaborate with us here in Cincinnati.
Well, that's the 2019-20 season at Cincinnati Shakespeare, the season of the woman. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Brian Isaac Phillips. Thank you, Brian, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on the upcoming season, as well as other things going on at Cincinnati Shakes throughout the year, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.